You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Well, it's a busy football Thursday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we are pleased to be joined right now by the CEO of the Browns, Joe Banner. You walked into the studio and a little sense of exasperation. This has been a very busy 24 hours for you.
Yeah, it started Tuesday, and here we are Thursday, and we've gotten a lot of attention.
Well, a lot of that attention, and let's start with this, has been negative. I mean, the feedback, the backlash, I'm getting it, hearing it. Nathan, I know, is hearing it as well through social media and everywhere else. How much of that do you think about, and did you think about, and I'm sure you anticipated from the fan base that feels right now a couple of things. They love Trent Richardson. He's gone, and they think the Browns are tanking the season.
Yeah. My sense is that the reaction is more mixed than that. I've certainly heard from myself directly, people that are disappointed, and I've also heard from a lot of people that think it was the right thing to do. Came in and said we would not be afraid of being bold and taking chances. We feel there are things that are similar about teams that win, how they do things, how they build their teams, what the priorities are. And we're going to do things that we think will serve that and build the type of team that everybody in Cleveland wants in the long run. I don't think we're tanking the team. I think that's really off track. There are players traded. I know it's not that common in the NFL, but it happens. There are players that get hurt and miss a season. Teams go on, they play hard, they win, and that's what we're going to do. I think that's what our players are committed to, that's what the coaches are committed to. And again, as we looked to where we're trying to get to, what we think the team needs, what the key priorities are, we felt this was a good move.
Joe, when you look at what winning teams do, a lot of people around the league see maybe the running back position not as a commodity, but less important in today's NFL than maybe it has been at any other time in history. And teams value first-round picks more than perhaps at any other time in NFL history. Was that one of the main factors? Was it the fact that Trent Richardson played running back? Was that one of the reasons that you felt comfortable moving him for a first-round pick?
Well, I mean, I think it contributed in terms of, as I described, the things that we think are most important. I think the other part of what you said is even more important. I mean, first-round picks are extremely valuable. Provide you an opportunity to get really top-tier players. You have them for 5 years at very reasonable, cap-friendly contracts, so to speak. Hopefully, if you hit the pick, you have the opportunity to have them for 10, 11, 12 years. We all know we won't hit on all the picks. But the more chances we have, the more ammunition, the more flexibility it allocates to us, the better chance that we come out of these drafts with some real quantity of players as well as quality of players that can make a difference for us.
And knowing that Trent was in his second year, so he still would have been in that cap-friendly space, mm-hmm. Was it just a feeling that he wasn't, in your opinion, a special talent, given that he was the third overall pick last year, not by you, but by the previous regime, knowing that you're probably going to get a first-round pick for him that won't be number three overall with the Indianapolis Colts?
Right. I think that it would be wrong and, in my mind, inaccurate and not my opinion to say anything that was negative about Trent and his ability. I think he's going to do extremely well in Indianapolis. You know, when that happens, I don't want people to think that they didn't even realize how good the guy was. I think that system, the way they run their offense, the quality of their passing attack, and the ability to keep defenses honest and utilize him in different ways than we can for now, he'll be very successful there. Where we're at in our building process, it made more sense to us to have the value of the first-round pick to continue with Trent.
Joe Banner, the CEO of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Joe, you mentioned in your news conference yesterday or last night that it was really the day before Tuesday that you had the initial discussions, I guess, with the Colts. But it seems like, and I know a team coming off a 5-win season, everybody could be considered tradable. No one is untouchable. But it would seem that there had to be some thought behind this. And how far back did it go with the notion of maybe making a move with Trent? And then the timing of this is the other thing to address, is why do this now?
Well, it was not something we were thinking or planning to trade Trent. It was a situation that presented itself. And then in evaluating it, we thought it was the right thing to do. We didn't have the luxury of asking for time because the Colts' interest related to them thinking this was an important season to them. They needed a back now. And if Trent was going to be the back, we needed to be, if we were going to be the partner, it needed to be now. So the time was dictated by the situation the Colts found themselves in, as opposed to us having any choice over. But once that was the time we had to make a decision, it was really a, you know, you have A or B. And you can make it complicated or wish something was different, or it was a different time, or we were 2-0, and what would that have mattered? You can come up with a whole bunch of things. But the reality was, the situation presented itself. There were two choices. We had to decide which one we thought made us a better team.
I like it. Listen, you said you'd be aggressive. You guys are clearly being aggressive. I've found a lot of people I've talked to in the national football media completely think you guys made a great deal, understand it, love it. Some fans in Cleveland, who certainly people who bought season tickets for the 2013 season, may not love it as much. But I would say, and maybe you would say as well, everything you're doing is to give these fans exactly what they want. So what would the message be to people who maybe know 2013 is not going to be the year they want, but that the hope is in the future this is going to allow you to build the sustainable winning organization you've talked about since joining?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really the point. I mean, it's interesting that there is a big difference in, I mean, I've heard from sizable number of the general managers around the NFL. I've heard from a few head coaches. I've heard from other people that I know and have worked with in personnel or coaching around the league. I mean, the feedback there is just overwhelmingly enthusiastic.
Absolutely.
Yet I understand the, you know, fan reaction here, especially when you put it against the history of them feeling like it's always being kind of put off. You know, I feel bad about that. I have to be aware of that and sensitive to it as I am. And at the same time, we have to be courageous enough, frankly, to make decisions that we think will make us get out of this repeating cycle that the city and the team has been in for so long. And frankly, doing things differently than they've been done, even if some of them end up being wrong or some of them end up being unpopular, I actually think the fans should view as a good thing. We're not just doing what we did.
The same old.
So maybe there's a chance of producing a different outcome.
Yeah, and that's really where this goes now. To believe in this, to embrace this, is to believe that come 2014 and beyond, that you're going to be in a position as an organization to really shore up a lot of areas. It would seem right now most of that focus would be on the offensive side of the ball. I know you said in the news conference yesterday you don't want to tip your hand as to exactly what the strategy is, but the rest of us are already there. So we're scouting the quarterbacks, and we're saying, you know, having 10 picks overall, a couple of first-rounders, what is it, five in the first 80, gives
hopefully
you the opportunity to position yourselves to get the best available quarterback. That would seemingly, I mean, that's the conclusion we're all rushing to.
I'm aware of that.
So as an organization, if you could help sort of that thought that fans would have as to how you're approaching that. I mean, drafting is going to happen then, but the planning starts now, right? The deep research and the scouting, you're into that as an organization.
Yeah, and listen, we've been on that for a while. I mean, everybody who's in the personnel department, out of the couple of people that are in the pro personnel department, are out on the road right now, at schools, watching players in practice, watching the film, doing the research we do on background. You know, they all understand that was already very important, and it became significantly more important now. So, you know, we have a huge challenge. We're going to rise to the occasion. We got to make sure we have a great draft.
How do you concern yourself at all with how the rest of the team, the players on the team, and the coaching staff and everybody reacts to this and handles this? This has been a shock to the system of the entire league, let alone here in Cleveland. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, you absolutely do worry about that. It's frankly where leadership comes in. As a CEO, as a head coach, as a coordinator, as a team leader. These are the moments that test you. I mean, it's easy to be the CEO when everything's going well. It's easy to be the head coach when everything's going well. You know, these are the moments in which people that are strong leaders have a vision, are able to enthuse others. I think Chud said it really well last night. We've been building the team since we got here around players that are highly competitive players, very driven individually, and very focused on a team goal. Those type of players just keep playing as hard as they can, regardless of obstacles, whatever they may be, if that's the way somebody perceives this. But you hit obstacles, players get hurt, things happen during a season. Those kind of players just keep driving right through that and try to reach their goals. So I think the fact that we're starting to develop that character and culture within the players, we certainly have it in the coaches and the rest of the front office. These are the moments in which leaders need to step up at all levels of the organization and work us through this moment.
Joe, when you first arrived, I remember hearing you say that this year you wanted to see that the schemes you implemented were working, that the younger players were developing, and then in 2014, you know, you thought the Browns would be ready at that time to maybe become a serious playoff contender, and then hopefully after that, by 2015, sustainable winning franchise. Do you think with the trade of Trent Richardson and, you know, now putting more focus to the 2014 draft, you're still kind of on that track? Do you think that this team in 2014, following that draft with all those picks, can still be a playoff contender immediately?
Yeah, I mean, I'm avoiding being quite that specific. I think that what I said this year was that I think people would see the team playing differently than it had. I think that's true, even though we're all disappointed we're 0-2. I think that you would hope to see improvement in the way we play as we implement the scheme and educate the players as they get more and more familiar with what to do as the season goes on. And then I think we'll make another series of personnel moves this next offseason. We'll again upgrade the talent infused into a group of players that now know what we're doing. So I think we're going to continue to demonstrate that the goals we've set and statements we've made, we're going to live up to.
And I know a lot of people, at least some of the feedback you get from local people, is, well, how can you trust this team to draft well? How do you, can you trust them given everything that's happened in past drafts? And one of the things that I came back to them with was, well, look at the key investments that were made this year. Desmond Bryant has been phenomenal. Paul Kruger's playing well. Quinton Groves has been a contributor. Mingo looks very, very good. Is that, you guys obviously, I would think, relished opportunity to have the ability to mold this team the way that you want?
Yeah, I would hope that, and I would add, you know, the picking up of a Deion Lewis,
Devon Bess,
getting some value for Colt McCoy. You know, I would hope that people are starting to say, you know what, these are the kinds of things that good teams do that we weren't seeing, that we're seeing now. I don't expect them to fully trust, but I hope they're starting to see some things that make them feel a little better about the decision makers and the likelihood that we'll make some mistakes, but we'll get enough right to move the team forward in a meaningful way.
Joe, thank you for taking the time to join us.
Pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
He is the CEO of the Browns, Joe Banner, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a football Thursday edition, a newsy week for sure, to say the least. And we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.